This is going to be a Halloween-themed episode. I'm going to tell three spooky stories. When I was in high school, I had a lot of these experiences. At the house my dad lived in at the time, it was really old, built in the 1800s. There were plenty of times I was sitting in the living room and distinctly heard the cabinets opening and closing in the kitchen. It was just me and my dad living in that house, and you could clearly see when his bedroom door was shut and he was asleep, but still hear it. Normally, my dad worked 7 to 3, but occasionally worked an overnight shift. One night, he was working till 11. I was 17 at the time. Around 8 p.m. or so, I was sitting in my room playing Borderlands, and I think I hear footsteps coming from the living room, which was adjacent to my bedroom, and assume my dad had come home early. I go back to playing Borderlands. I keep hearing the steps, so I pause the game and listen, and the footsteps are slowly pacing back and forth between the living room and the kitchen, in a steady rhythm. I lay in my bed scared, and actually counted the steps. Every time it took 15 paces from the living room and 15 back to the kitchen. Needless to say, I did not sleep that night. I had another situation in my mom's house about 2 years prior to this. Out of nowhere, my alarm clock would just go off at midnight every night. I had assumed it busted and got rid of it. Fast forward 2 years and my mom gets another brand new alarm clock for my room, also when I was 17. Suddenly, the alarm goes off at midnight, and I thought nothing of it. Turned it off, happening the next night. And the next night. And then my sister pointed out that she had an old one and that I could use. So I checked and made sure that there were no alarms on it. And double-checked at 11:56. Sure enough, 4 minutes later, my alarm goes off. I freaked out and threw it out. The next night, it was my dad's night to have me. I had a buddy of mine over, and my dad worked that night. He left for work around 2 a.m. My friend had bought over an iPod dock to let me listen to music on. Didn't have the clock set or anything. My friend knew nothing of it the last couple of nights, so I knew that he wasn't just messing with me. So about 2 minutes after my dad leaves, I hear my alarm clock coming from my room. I went in and unplugged the clock without setting it. The numbers just blinked on and off. Well, it was doing that, so I picked the clock up, set it to 12, and sure enough, turned off by itself. So, yeah. The next story is a pretty alright one. Be alright. Was sitting in my room at, 11:30 p.m. Heard lots of stuff downstairs. Assuming it was my mom, heard her walk up the stairs to my room. Stop. I called her. She didn't say anything. And walked downstairs. I went down about half an hour later to find a piece of paper. And it said, "You're lucky. I'm scared too" on it. And there was a whole bunch of stuff missing. Called mom. She still hadn't arrived home from dinner. She was with her friends. Called the cops and locked myself in the bathroom. But I think they left without realizing I was still home. Probably the most scared I've ever been. I was hiding in my bathroom. Okay. The next story is a pretty long one. I don't know how long it's going to take me. But this one is definitely my favorite, but also my least favorite. 30 hours ago, I hopped on a flight from New York heading to Los Angeles. After I boarded, I had an entire row to myself. Takeoff passed without incident. As soon as I was stretched out for a nap across the row. I slept for a few hours. I didn't know how long, but I woke up with some severe turbulence. It's possible that the lights turned off in the cabin out for a moment, but I was disoriented. It's hard to say. I checked my phone and it said 4:03 a.m., which I figured gave me about an hour till we landed. I looked out my window and I was shocked to see nothing but a wide open ocean. My jaw dropped. There was obviously no ocean between New York and Los Angeles. I hit the button to call a flight attendant and spent the next few minutes working my brain for a lake I couldn't possibly have been big enough to explain what I was seeing. I jumped through and I saw the attendant flipped off the light. She was grinning from ear to ear and tears pouring from her cheeks. "How can I help you, sir?" she asked. I froze for a moment at her reaction and decided to ask my question. "Where are we? Why does it look like we're flying over an ocean?" She wiped her cheeks to clear the tears, still grinning widely. "Sir, we will be landing in about an hour." Okay. Thanks, I said. After she left, I checked my clock on my phone again. 4:03 a.m. blinked at me. It hadn't changed. I had been waiting with my call light for at least 5 minutes. How was it possible that it couldn't have changed at all? I opened my laptop, and I saw it displayed 4:03 a.m. also. Pulled out my phone, started a stopwatch in the app, and spent the next 2 hours looking at it back and forth between the clocks, waiting for them to change. They never did. I tapped the shoulder of an older woman sitting next to me. She looked back, an annoyed expression across her face, and said, "Yes?" She asked. "Do you know how long it is till we land?" I asked. She narrowed her eyes. "This flight attendant said that it would be another hour." She narrowed her eyes. I shook my head in confusion. "That flight attendant we talked to almost 2 hours ago. We should have landed already." She stared at me like if I was crazy. I would have continued trying to convince her, but I felt a hand on my shoulder. I spun around to see a male flight attendant grinning down at me, tears pouring out of his cheeks onto his, or pouring out of his eyes onto his cheeks. "Sir, I'm going to ask you to calm down, or I'll be calling the captain." I told him that would not be necessary, and sat back. He removed his hands and stepped away. The flight attendant continued to stop by every few hours offering meals. My stopwatch would continue to tick. "I'm telling you, I've been on this plane for more than 30 hours. I explored all of the coach and tried talking to some of the other passengers, but they all told me that they'd been expecting to land in an hour or so. Around 3 hours ago, I tried getting into first class. I made past the curtain, but was escorted back by two grinning flight attendants. The grip on my arm was like iron. "Sir, the seatbelt sign is on," one said. "Please remain in your seat until with the buckle fastened. We'll be landing in about an hour." I've just given up hope when a woman came down her aisle dressed in a business suit. She didn't look at me or slow down, but she just dropped a piece of paper on my tray. She made her way to the bathroom and back off the plane, at the back of the plane. I should have looked at her before unrolling it. It said, "Are you stuck too?" Pulled out a pen and wrote yes. "It's been 30 hours. I folded up the scrap of paper and set it by the tray closest to the aisle. And she left the bathroom and picked it up. She passed. It's been 20 minutes since, and I don't know why. I don't think the flight attendants would like it if they knew we were talking, so it doesn't matter. I have to do something. I'll update you whatever happens next.